This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block, continuing with our story on Army recruiting in Texas. Late one afternoon, we drive out of Huntsville with Sergeant Jimmy Bowie. He steers the Army van down a bumpy red dirt road in Madisonville and pulls up in front of the weather-beaten trailer where his latest recruit lives.
Hush, Toby.
A black lab strains at the end of his chain. Inside the trailer, four pastel birds jabber away. Tyler Roberts has lived all of his 18 years here. He's tall and thin with a pale baby face. Sergeant Bowie met Tyler on a recruiting trip to Madisonville High School just the week before. Now Bowie sits down at the kitchen table with Tyler and his mother, Jafrenda. Jafrenda smiles, but her jaw is tight as Bowie pulls out the application for Tyler to join the Army.
This is the application, so Mom, you don't have to cry yet.
Okay.
Make sure this is you, Tyler Ray Roberts. That's spelled correct.
Yep.
Okay. That's you, date of birth, 1986-03-16, born in Huntsville.
As they go through the forms, Tyler's mother looks over his shoulder. Did you read that, she asks, as Tyler signs his name over and over.
And that is all that we need. What kind of questions you got right now?
Pretty much covered it. Will I be guaranteed that I'll be able to go through school while I'm in the Army?
It's going to be on in writing right there.
Okay.
But it's going to depend on you, because if you want to go to school, you're going to have to go, you know, and apply over there and sign up for school. If you don't go apply, then no.
Okay.
You know, but yeah, you're going to go, just like I am.
Sergeant Bowie's been in the Army for 14 years and is just now completing his college degree through an internet correspondence school. Tyler will be eligible for more than $35,000 for college through the Montgomery GI Bill after his 3 years of active duty. When Tyler's application is all filled out, Bowie looks up and straight into Jafrenda's eyes.
What's your concerns, Mom? You look concerned.
Mom's scared.
Mom's scared? Okay. Well, Mom, if you're that scared, I got a number you can call. Talk to my mom. It lives in Huntsville.
I just worry about him being shipped right straight to Iraq.
Okay. Not everybody goes to Iraq, first of all. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a luck of the draw. Okay. And what you have to do before you can even do any of that, he has a complete basic training. He has completed his job training. Then he has to go to his first duty station. Also get some additional training if he, by chance, did get picked to go.
Okay.
So, but I know. Mom's always, my baby. I know how it is.
If all that crap wasn't going on over there, it would be no, you know, it wouldn't be that big of a deal, but it just scares me right now. I'm going to support him in whatever he does, but I'm just scared.
Texas and Texans have paid a heavy price for the war in Iraq. 74 men and women from this state killed so far. Every few days lately, the newspapers have told this part of the story, naming casualties from Abilene, El Paso, Dallas, Houston, and many others from the base at nearby Fort Hood. We talked with Tyler Roberts about the decision he's made, along with his mother, who works as a secretary at the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, and his father, Robbie, who does painting and landscaping work.
Tyler, what was it about joining up that was appealing to you?
Basically, you know, just do something for my country and get through school, make something of myself. So that's basically why I've been wanting to join.
Any sense of what you might want to do when you join?
I'm not really sure yet. I'm thinking about either going to Airborne or something like that, and I'm wanting to get a degree in computer sciences.
Now, the two of you had some reactions to what was going on here, and you're fighting back tears the whole time, I think. What's going through your mind? You talked about sort of a mix of emotions here today.
That's basically it. Scared for him, but proud of him also. So.
Well, let's talk about both of those. The pride, what's the pride part of that?
That he's standing up and doing something on his own and knows what he wants out of his life.
And the fear part?
War. But he tells me, Mom, that's what we're trained for. That's what I want to do. So.
And what do you say when he says that?
I'll walk away.
Have you been following the news pretty closely about what's happening there?
Yeah. It's scary. He's going to be okay.
Do you know people in the service, either in your family or from around here?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's overseas in Iraq?
I've got friends at work that have family there. And I've got friends that also have family that are over there with the contractors around the route and all of that, too. So he even talked about going over there.
Your husband?
Yeah.
Tyler, when you hear your mom say she's nervous and worried about you, does it seem logical to you? Do you understand that?
I understand because she's my mom and everything, but she also got to understand that there's nothing around here for me to do, and it's also better for me to go somewhere and do something like this. So.
And I do understand that.
There's nothing around this town, you know, to no jobs, no careers, no opportunities for a kid coming up or anyone, matter of fact. So many kids these days get into drugs, trouble, running around on the streets, doing stuff they're not supposed to do. So worry more about that than what I do, anything else.
Tyler, do you think about the risks of what might happen, possibly?
I think about it, but I'm not really worried about it, so it didn't really scare me any. I mean, you think about it, you got just as much of a risk going down the road in your truck and getting killed than you do going over there, so.
Does that make sense to you?
He told me that yesterday, and I just... No.
Jafrenda shakes her head and drums Sergeant Bowie's business card on the table.
Nice to meet you, sir.
You too.
Nice to see you again, man. Don't work too hard now.
Oh, no.
Before we drive away, we ask Sergeant Bowie about moments like the one inside. What does he say to people, parents especially, who are worried about their children being sent to Iraq?
It's just a luck of the draw, pretty much. So, I mean, I can't predict the future. I can't tell you. So I'm going to let you know up front that, you know, I can't tell you yes, you're going to go or no, you're not going to go. I mean, you never know.
Yeah. Do you ever think about, I mean, what it would feel like if someone you had recruited were killed in action somewhere?
I don't really think about that. No. I'd really talk about that because I don't really want to think about something like that.
You just don't go there.
Mm-mm. Not at all. Not at all.
The Army allows recruits to pick their military job, depending on their test scores. Tyler Roberts picks 13 Bravo, Cannon crew member. He'll be operating a howitzer. He'll ship out for basic training at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, in July. Later, he'll get additional training in airborne, jumping out of planes. He'll be at his first duty station at Fort Bragg by October. There are photos of Tyler Roberts and his family, as well as Sergeant Jimmy Bowie, at our website, npr.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.